You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Join Tanya Maynard for Naturally Me, Naturally Free, Thursdays, 8 o'clock p.m. Personally handcrafted natural skin, hair, and herbal products, including natural herbal alternatives to medications. Naturally Me, Naturally Free, with Tanya Maynard, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. We interrupt our regularly scheduled program for this special broadcast.
Brother's keeper.
All day, every day.
Good morning, everybody. The weekend is finally here, and I would like to welcome all our friends, family, and guests to the Man Cave Dialogue Show. here on Love Radio Network. I am your host, Eric Yarborough, along with my new co-host,
Cordero Ashton.
Mr. C in the building. What's up, brother?
What's happening, man?
I appreciate you being here with me today, brother.
No problem.
We're coming to you live and thanking you for tuning in and sharing your time with us this morning. Family and friends, you can join us by logging in to loveradionetwork.com, or you could dial us 563-999-3519 and press 1 to join on into the show. Family, we would like to dedicate and thank everyone for the continued support of Man Cave Dialogue.
Yes.
We have taken a little break, but we are back in the building, woo-hoo, brother. We are doing this special pre-show today, and we will be back every Saturday moving forward, starting February 6, 2021. So people, don't call in next week. You'll get dial tone. Praying everyone as well, we would like to dedicate today's show to everyone who watched what happened to the Capitol building on January 6, 2021. Sorry that there was loss of life, but glad that everyone came to light to see everything that's going on in the United States. Cesar Leo,
woo-hoo.
Our topic today is living in today's America.
Mm.
And I want to start off, before we get started, please, you know, I want to tell everybody and all our listeners that, you know, it's tough to really see what was going on. You know, Cesar, it's like, it was like a reality show. And it was like, I thought it was a dream, for real. You like, you sit there, and me working in like the government field, I know how protected these buildings are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see what happened, it was like amazing. Like
I
was in awe.
Right.
So my thing was, and I wanted to start today's conversation off by, and you know, I talked to you earlier about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a couple months ago, you know, when Black Lives Matter, we March D.C. area and all over the world. The reason why we was marching was because of unarmed black people being killed.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the reason behind them going into the Capitol building? It's like, did someone die that we didn't know about?
Right.
Did something happen? I mean, all I could think about is they had a dictator,
mm-hmm,
telling them that the election was stolen from them.
Wrong.
And let's go down to the Capitol building. And what he said was, I'll be right with y'all.
Yep. That's exactly what he said.
So my question for all the listeners, and you can call in and give your opinion. You can call us at 563-999-3519 and press 1. What was the reasoning behind everything went on in the Capitol building? Go ahead, Steve. You can take it from there.
When I was at work when I saw it, and I was watching it. Everything was cool. Then they went to go take their break and come back for recess. That's when everything just, when I came back to the screen, I saw people breaking the windows down, taking out furniture, and I'm like, wow. And I automatically reflected to when Martin Luther King and they did the march on down in Montgomery.
And Congressman Lewis.
They water hosed black people, hit them with the billy clubs, and I was just like, in today's society, you're at the Capitol, and you're able to, and the police, the Capitol Police, let them come in. They
walk right in.
And they walk right in there, and it was just, like, crazy. I couldn't believe it. No, there was no security at all on from the Capitol, from on down to even the D.C. police. Nobody was there to do anything.
I think after the whole situation, sees, it's like that, and you see all the pictures coming out now. You see the guy
in Pelosi's office.
Yeah. And the man with the Mayor Giuliani.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah.
There was the one who had the fur.
The fur. Yeah.
With the red and white and blue. He was in another picture with Mayor Giuliani. Same guy.
They said him and the guy that was sitting at Pelosi's office. They're like well-known radicals and stuff.
Wow.
And the thing about it was like when we had the Black Lives Matter marches, and you know myself. I went and I even took my sons.
Mm-hmm.
I took them to some of the protest walks and marches. Everything was peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never condone none of the looting and all the other stuff that goes on in the world when we do the protests. But these guys took, like, people's laptops.
Right.
Like, Capitol stuff. It's like the guy that we're talking about, they just arrested him, but he was on Pelosi's desk. He took her laptop, an envelope, and posting pictures. Like everything was all right.
Well, you know what? I heard one of the congressmen say they were these thugs. I was shocked to hear them call white people thugs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow. So it's like they're waking up. Some people are waking up to things that are really going on.
They ain't wake up.
You don't think?
Because at the end of the day, when they went back to recess, some of them still had the same thoughts and views about going against the election.
That's it. Some.
Oh yeah, some of them. And big shout out. And you know, I'm not a big politician. Everybody say you should run, but Mitt Romney has always been against 45. Because we're not gonna give him. We're not going to give him no respect today because what he did was totally wrong, and he should be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
He should. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, there's no way that he shouldn't have some repercussions of what happened.
He should be right along with Trump and some repercussions and what he did, too, because he was right along with him provoking the whole thing. When he stood up and
Giuliani. Yeah. Who else was up there? His son, his daughter. Who else? And there was another guy. I don't know his name. If anybody know his name, he was a Republican congressman, and he was up there talking like, we got to get this state, we got to get our country back. And it's like they was up there, they was enticing the crowd.
Oh, yeah. And so when he came back with his message after everything, he said, I lost, everybody, we got to settle down. But he always... Even at the end of that speech, he always has to say something to provoke his the people that are on his team.
Hey, I love you guys. That's what he said. But hey, C's, we got a first caller.
Okay.
Caller, state your name and where you from.
Hello, I'm Odell.
Hey, hello, Odell, how you doing?
Hello, C's, how you doing? Welcome.
Good, and yourself?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good. Yes,
you got a question or comment? Odell, this is my mom.
Yes, I was very upset on Wednesday. I was angry. I was just so many things all at once to see that, and there was no security. But yet and still, when we go out and protest now, just protest. Look at everything that they have. And they had nothing for these people, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see that the president, number 45, he's a dictator. And what he's saying and doing, and some of them are still in there for him in that Senate, still for him. It makes me wonder, what in the world are these people thinking? It's a disgrace.
Yeah, I think, Ma, and, a big thing for a lot of people, I wish that, I think that, and this is my opinion, I let Steve's voice his opinion, I just think that at the end of the day, they had people there, but the people allowed them just to walk right on in. I think the people that was protecting the Capitol was in cahoots and part of the movement as well. I mean, how you feel, Steve?
I agree with you, especially when you're a police officer and you're supposed to be protecting not only the Capitol, but the congressmen and the congresswomen in that building, and you're taking selfies with them. Like, that's absurd and very just disrespectful, all around disrespectful.
Yeah, but I appreciate you calling, Ma, and, you know, have a good day and stay safe out there.
Thanks for calling.
All right, baby.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, if you're listening, you can call in. Today is a day that we want everybody's opinion. You can give us a call at 563-999-3519 and press 1. You know, we want everybody's opinion. We want everybody to communicate how they felt. You know, today is a dialogue for everybody. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to voice their opinion. If you're angry, you're upset, even if you're happy, if you're on that, I mean, we're the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So people could be on either side of the fence, you know. If you feel like what they did, you know, was right reasons, I mean, voice your opinion. It's good to understand everybody's standpoint and opinion.
I would like to know their reason.
That's what I told you, see, at the end of the day, that I feel like that it was all because of, like, the dictator.
Mm-hmm.
He dictated them to, and you see, like, different parts of things going on now. Like, I watched CNN last night because everybody bothers me. Either I'm watching CNN or I'm watching ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And CNN showed that they had the guy, they was opening the door of the Capitol. They had one of the guards, his head getting crushed by the door because he's blocking them. Mm. And they like, we want Pence. We want, so it's like, what are they going to do with Pence? Because
Pence
couldn't overturn the elections that's what I didn't understand. It's like, what's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how you feel about that? See, he's like,
it's just like they just went against everything, and they turned on everybody, even Pence. They turned on him, and he hasn't really touched on a lot of stuff. I think he's like, I'd be glad when this is over. I think he's gotten to a point where I'm glad this is over.
That's a countdown going on.
Most definitely. And I can tell that when he was up on the podium, and he just had the look on his face like, I'm so glad this is done. And I believe he knows that Trump is a hot mess and that he is just causing so much havoc, and he doesn't want anything to do with him anymore.
Yeah.
So I think with the Trump supporters, they feel like Pence is against him. You know, that's supposed to be his right-hand man, his brother's keeper, but he's fleeting. He's fleeting, and I don't blame him.
Hey, he's not the only one trying to flee. There's a lot of people trying to get off that boat.
Yeah.
But so my question to you, Steve, is, say, you're my vice president, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, you know?
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I'm telling you that, hey, they cheating us, Steve. And you sitting in the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling the governor from Georgia.
Right.
Get my 11,780 votes. Find them.
Right.
Find them. You're not going to come to me and say, oh, come in for a second. Eric, come in. Like, like you lost.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think no one in there is telling this guy that he lost. But the thing about it is, and another thing I want to share with everybody, Trump had over 68 million votes. 68 million.
Wow.
68 million people voted. The most ever
mm-hmm.
by a Republican president.
Mm-hmm.
The most ever.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was Biden had 74 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that we have to put into play.
Right.
He feels that since he had the most votes ever, because he always says that. He had the most votes ever. So it's 68 million people that think like him. No, but I'm just saying, in America, so we had 68 and 74.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a room of 100 people, see.
Mm-hmm.
50 people voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And 50 people voted for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 50-50.
Right.
It's not like, so America is divided evenly. It's like, it's not, and the thing about living in today's America, and that's what the topic of the show was, is that this played out and showed you the difference in racial equality.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we can beat this dead horse, but it's the honest God truth. Like everybody, and you know, I have all cultures and everybody's, you know, I'm not a racist at all. My mother raised me, and you know, like I tell everybody, when you're a kid in a sandbox, You don't see color.
Nope.
We don't see it, Steve.
Nope.
So my thing was, this right here should show a lot of people how the country is divided. How you feel about that?
It's very upsetting because you would think we would be so far along.
Why? Because we had a black president?
No.
No. I mean, because a lot of people say that. Oh, no. y'all had a black president. He was there for the country.
He was there for the country, and they still treated him bad when he was in office.
Well, they didn't have a house.
They didn't have a house. So I'm really looking forward to see what's going to happen now that the Democrats have the house.
They got the house and the Senate.
And the Senate, yeah. See,
it's the first time they said in a long time.
That it's happened. So this is 2021, and we are still, I feel like, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, even the 80s, back to Rodney King. You know, I have seen nothing change.
Hey, you know,
it's just a year.
Since you said that, right?
What?
And that's wise beyond your years. Since you said that, the crazy thing that just came to my head was, back then, they didn't have it on video.
Uh-huh.
Now we got it on video, and they're still getting off.
And they're still getting off. Still getting off.
Like, Rodney King, you saw that. That was the first thing.
Yep.
Now you saw George Floyd. Then you saw the kid, Blake. Now they all just got off in Wisconsin. They all just got off.
Yep.
Then you saw what they did, the camera when they ran into Brianna's house.
Yep.
It's like, we have all this film and footage now. Before we didn't,
mm-hmm.
and they got off. Now we have it, and they still getting off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's sad. It's sad. You know, it really is sad for us to still be in the same boat. We're still in the same boat. And if the roles were changed, woo-wee.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow.
Now, if a black man officer, when they opened the doors, would have started shooting all them people, he probably would have been under the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
a lot of scrutiny.
And the crazy thing about it, you sit here, you watch these shows, And I understand where the president comes. Some of it's fake news. You know, they just want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But every station I watch, CNN, Fox News, all the stations, I went to all of them. I even went to ones that, you know, pro-Trump. All of them are saying the same thing, that what happened was bad and he need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are nervous because they want Pence to do the 25th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, by the time they do that, he already going to be gone.
Right.
But what they're trying to do is impeach him because they don't want him to run in 2024.
Right. I think them, and I'm worried about them. They didn't try to impeach this man. What's this, like the fifth time?
Last time they impeached him, he got off. It's going to be the second time. The first time he got off.
Couple of months, they always trying to impeach him. But if they really, and it's no point. He's almost out. But if they really go forward, I think it's going to bring more of his supporters to do more damage.
So you don't think they're planning for the inauguration to do more damage.
Yeah, I think
so if me and you know, do the DC and all of them know?
They, I don't know. I don't know because look how they came to the Capitol like
that. Nah, because everybody's pointing their fingers, and I watched it last night. I was up late just watching. I mean, because it's like a soap opera to me. It's like my reality TV. I just like saying it like, yo, this is like good news, like good news. So I was like, the guy, FBI guy, said he sent, I forgot his name, he sent the D.C. police chief an email in December saying, hey, these guys said they're going to be here. It's going to be forced. Let us know if you need help. He denied help.
Wow.
And then
did he get fired?
He resigned.
Wow.
See, these guys are resigning because they all in cahoots and they know.
Wow.
So instead of him asking for help, he was like, nah, we just going to let him come.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if that was the Million Man March.
Oh, everybody would have been there.
I'm just saying, though.
Everybody would have been there.
And see, one thing I hate that we got to keep doing, it's bad to say, like, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
But in our country, it's divided. We're divided, man. And it's bad to say that because me personally, I have a lot of Caucasian friends, different ethnicities.
Right, me too.
And it's bad for us to keep going back and forth with this because I don't want them to think that I'm against them.
Right.
You know?
It's not about being against anyone. It's just about reality is how come the black community has to have is not looked we're not looked at the same. We're not viewed the same. You know, we're viewed as always ready to fight, always ready to do something wrong. But you got them. We never think about breaching the Capitol. We'll take something from Walmart.
Dang, Steve. Dang, Steve, you on TV?
Give me that 75 inch.
Yo,
we not
Steve,
that
come on,
crazy.
Man. You gonna have one of them TVs on your back, man?
We not that crazy to go into the Capitol.
Oh, my brother said that wasn't the D.C. Metro. That was the U.S. Capitol Police.
U.S. Capitol Police.
Yeah, thanks, Reese. But, yo, Steve, I know you want a TV, but you don't think, like, the guy walked out with, like, Pelosi's thing. You don't think that's more valuable, Steve?
That is a whole bunch of more valuable. Like, you got the lady's laptop, though.
Got her mail.
Man.
You took a selfie.
Right.
Yo, he's going to be a hero amongst his people.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Like, he's a hero. Don't be shocked if he gets dinner with 45 when it's all over and done. Don't be shocked.
I'm going to bring you to the White House because of what you did to your contribution to the world.
See? That's what I'm saying. Yo, we can't be shocked at things that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And my thing was, and me, you, and Charles talked about this before we got on the air, mm-hmm. I was sitting here and I watched, and then I looked it up too. They said that day, there was 52 arrests. That day. 52 arrests, right? And out of the 52, 49 arrests was outside the Capitol building. So they only arrested three people inside the Capitol building.
Wow.
How many people did you see? You see more than three people in the Capitol building?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. It was hundreds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
So you're trespassing on a federal building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but, we're about halfway there. I know it's getting, you know, me and you going back and forth. Yeah. We got that eye of the tiger going on. We get ready to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Building a network of love
makes me feel good. Okay,
okay. Keep touching my soul and my spirit.
This is the Love Radio Network.
Love Radio Network.
It's Ladies Night each and every Thursday on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life. At 7:30, Simone Hurt with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's the Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Join life coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with life coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm getting a lot of text messages about the phone number, and I want everybody to definitely call in and voice their opinion. The phone number is 563-999-3519. And press 1. Once again, the number is 563-999-3519. And press 1 to join the show. Because I know a lot of people have stuff to say. They want to chime in. It's important. You know, that's right. Why we have this platform. This platform is for us to share, you know, our voices and our opinions with you, and we want to hear you, you know, so without you, you know, and be no us, so definitely chime in.
Yes.
But like, me and Steve was just going back and forth, you know, he wants TVs, I think more valuable stuff.
I'll get you one.
Huh?
I'll get you one.
A TV?
Yeah.
Nah, I got enough. They tell me I got too many TVs in my house now.
That is true.
But how would it be if we could do Love Reddit, Love Man Cave, and have United States President, and we could sit there and do the Man Cave? How valuable would that be? Because the guy had the whole, like, don't you know how the president had put his papers there and read?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the guy in the Capitol building? He took a picture. He was carrying it out.
Wow.
He was carrying it out.
Wow. Wow.
And all we, and listen, everyone. All Colin Kaepernick did was kneel.
Isn't that?
All he did was kneel.
All he did.
And all hell broke loose. And all this guy did was lose the election. And all hell broke loose.
All hell broke loose.
So Kaepernick kneeled because people getting killed unarmed.
Wow.
Capitol was under siege because someone didn't win an election.
Wow.
And now it's about to be part of history. Sees. It's going to be history. 2021, January 6th, is going to go down in history.
In the books, people stormed the Capitol.
And why? Like, I want to know why.
Can somebody please call in and tell us why?
Yeah.
Tell us why.
Yeah, because I'm lost. Did somebody get unarmed, get shot, killed? I'm confused. Like, did they just go because this man stood there and, like Charles said earlier, these wasn't like kids. These was adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Adults, like, say, let's go. Mm-hmm. And they went. They went.
I don't think it was, I wouldn't say, I don't know if there was anybody in their 20s, but most of the people look like they was in their mid-30s to 70s.
The guy that got locked up was 60.
Wow.
See, we got a caller.
Okay.
State your name and where you from, and you might got our answer, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Caller, state your name.
Caller, are you there?
Eric?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, guys. Hey, Steve. Hey,
good
Eric.
Morning.
What's going on?
Hey, you.
You got $1 million answer?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't think like them. My brain is bigger than that. I can't get on that level.
Okay.
Wow. The best answer I can give you is, and I know you heard this when they was on CNN and they said this. They kept saying, "You're taking our freedom." And I was telling my mother last night. I said, "What do you mean that he's taking your freedom?"
Wow.
Because we're not in shackles. We're not slaves. What do you mean? I would love to hear the true answer, because it is like following a dictator, like following Putin. Let's put it out where it's at, because Trump is following Putin's book from page to page? That's the million-dollar question. And a $2 million question is, after you want him out, whether it be by 25th Amendment, resign, or quit. Because right now, if you think about it, you better think about it really hard. And I mean think. Right now, you can control him because you can end his Twitter page. You can find out where he's going. Mm. But when he gets to be a resident, a citizen, if that attorney general in New York don't get him and he roams free, what is he going to do with his followers?
Egg him on. You saw what happened. Egg him on.
Because he can have an underground website where they can go to, and you just don't know. You have no idea. This can be on a mass scale. This ain't on a small scale that he's on now, because now he can be controlled.
So what president?
When he gets to
president?
Be a resident, he can be a citizen. When he can have it on a national, a total widespread mass scale, where hey, y'all don't control me anymore.
Oh yeah,
you can do
right.
what I want to do.
Yeah,
so,
and like we were talking earlier,
and also about number two is when they had that thing in Washington, D.C., from what I understand, and I spoke to other people, when you have an event like Million Man March or Louis Farrakhan come there and speak, you have to get permit. You have to tell the police which route you're going.
Yeah, you got to wrap everything up. It's a thorough coordination you got
to
do.
Going, because they have to have police in place. So this was in-house.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Grace, for calling. We got quite a few callers that want to get in and chime in. I appreciate it. Thanks for your opinion. Appreciate that.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye. Caller, state your name and where you're from. Caller, state your name and where you're from. Hello? Caller, state your name and where you're from, please. Hello?
Go to the next one.
All right.
Sorry, caller, we missed you. Going to the next one. Next caller.
From Asbury Park.
Yes, sir.
Good morning,
caller.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, E, I love what you're doing. First off, I want to say I love what you're doing. This is John. So check this out. I definitely want to make a comment on what you saw the other day, because it was the historical significance is crazy, right? So I'm a government employee. That building, that Capitol building, is pretty much impenetrable.
Wow.
You can look at it and say, yeah, they got in, but they let those guys in.
Mm-hmm.
They should be able to shoot them as soon as they enter, as soon as they reach the steps, they can start shooting if they wanted to. And they're supposed to, right? So we got state secrets in there. We have historical items. These guys just let them in, and they took everything.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't hear people talking about that, but on the real, they couldn't even get into the building that I work in. You know what I'm saying? It's a top secret building. You can't get in unless we let you in.
And one thing I saw on CNN, I saw a couple officers open up the barriers and let them in.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it all started. They showed that last night. You know, they all different clips and stuff is starting to come out now.
I wonder how many...
I'm telling you, a lot of people should be dead. Like, I mean, it sounds crazy, right? But if it was like black people or anybody who didn't have the support of the president, I'm telling you, they would have shot first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what they trained to do. They trained to do. Anybody breach.
Yeah, insurrection.
you give them a warning. If they keep coming, you take them down.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Fox, actually, the other day, and those guys were talking about they didn't have to shoot the lady. Like, are you serious, man? And people believe that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they was coming through the door, and they felt, if you feel threatened, anytime you feel threatened, you know, And they said that guy that shot her is now on leave of absence without pay.
That's standard. Like, he's good. He ain't got nothing to worry about. That's standard. Like, they're going to put him on a leave of absence. He'll come back.
Yeah.
But just one more topic before I go, because I ain't going to hold you up too long. But
go ahead.
When you were saying about all the people who voted for Trump, right, and how they think, I was thinking, right, I know a couple people that may have voted for Trump. You know they're not going to tell you that. But it's pretty much like their livelihood security, right? So, I don't know if I'm upset with them, right? Because when you see them voting like that, they're voting in their own interest, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Trump believes in white supremacy. They've been benefited their whole lives by white supremacy. Who's going to just let that go, right? Like, all right, my grandkids, I know it's wrong, but my grandkids, am I going to take their advantage away or I'm going to let it roll?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what these people are dealing with, because a lot of them, they don't really like Trump, but they like that fucking privilege. Oh, mm-hmm. man, excuse my language, but
nah, you good.
I love what you're doing, dude. I think that the discussions, you could have probably 100 discussions off of this one situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's definitely multifaceted. But,
Oh, yeah, thanks for calling, man. Reach out to me, man. We can dialogue a little more. Thanks for calling in, though.
Thank you for calling in.
For sure. All right, y'all.
I appreciate
easy,
it,
man.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, and another thing we got to remember is, and like Twitter, his Twitter account got pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should have been pulled.
A long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's Twitter. They say his Facebook got pulled. And, you know, just like the last caller was saying, that it's like a lot of people don't really think like him, but it might be the privilege that's mm-hmm. important. People like that privilege.
Right.
It's like at the end of the day, I mean, if they tell you, hey, you got to vote for me. So, you know, you just keep that job or whatever.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So,
right. Wow.
That's something we got to think about, mm-hmm. you know?
One thing that he said that stood out to me was when he said that they shot the lady, and they said that they shouldn't have did that. But what about every black person who gets shot for putting their hands up? For every black person who walking down the street and fearing for their life, and they just automatically shoot them in the back, you know?
It's not the same, man.
It's
not the same. It's not the same. That's what we were just talking about, the privilege. It's like,
right.
At the end of the day, we're living in a divided America.
Still
to this day.
All the people who fought for us drinking water out of the same water fountain. Riding in the front of the bus. All that, where are we at from that? That's my question. Where are we at from that?
We allowing y'all to work, you know, wow. Y'all could be normal Americans.
But we still in that box.
You're always going to be in the box,
put it on
man.
The thing.
You're always going to be in the box.
Wow.
It's not going to matter. The box is always going to be us and them until a change.
Right.
And right now, you know, we all thought that we was going to see a change. When Obama got in. Yeah, we thought that America, we thought it was going to be different.
They kept him in the box.
But you look at it. And I said this last time on a show, last year, that before Obama got in, but when Obama got in, it was the most black people getting killed videotaped.
Mm.
Look at it. Videotaped. Garner, Rice, what's the other guy with the hoodie, the young guy?
That was
14-year-old
Trayvon Martin.
Yep.
He was the first one.
It's like all of these guys, yo.
The guy who was selling cigarettes, loose cigarettes in
yep.
New York?
Garner, yeah. They choked him out. And the thing about it, like after all of this fees, and it's one thing, and I know we keep going back and forth about, but after all of that went down, you still had a couple of the senators that was fighting the election and the vote.
Still
fighting. It's like today they improve a point to you. Like he's pushing. Like, hey, we don't got it. No one's getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was they gonna do with Pence? It's like, yo, I thought Pence was a Republican. What, I mean, y'all was gonna go kill Pence? Like, it's like we want Pence. I'm like,
right.
And then the guy had like the, they had like tie wraps. They had like hand wraps of like keep hostages.
Mm-hmm.
Like they planned this out.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody to say this wasn't a plan, yo, they thought this out.
They had stuff to scale the wall. They were able to scale the wall. They had ropes. They had,
yo. You know what it looked like? It looked like people from Mexico trying to come into the United States.
You're right.
No lie. I mean,
you're right.
How they was climbing and jumping over, mm-hmm. and one of these memes had the guy like Mario Kart, and he do-do-do, and then he went and fell like do-do-do-do. I said it's bad to laugh, but I'm like, yo, this. It was
sad. It was sad. That's all that.
And then later on, they had like when it was in the Capitol building, they had like Trump signs everywhere, like it was their home.
Mm.
I was like, jeez,
jeez,
what are we gonna do, jeez?
Pray. We can pray, and I don't think when the inauguration day come, I don't think it should be people out there. I think he should be on Zoom or any other app, and he gets sworn in for Kamala and Biden, for them to get sworn in, no inauguration, because who's to say, I feel like it's going to happen again, and it'll be worse if it does.
Hey, big shout out to my nephew, Tyrell. He just sent us a Tampa man seen carrying the U.S. Capitol with me and he's just talking has been arrested.
Oh, wow.
He's sitting there posing with the podium.
Right.
With the podium. It's crazy, man. And then my brother, Rob, he just texted me. They had backpacks. Then they had the, they found a truck with the pipe bombs, and guns. It's like, I thought it was just here just to protest.
Right.
It wasn't here to just protest.
Yeah. But we don't do that.
We who? We the people?
Black people. It just fathoms me that they just so...
They angry.
Yes.
And angry for what, though? See, listen, Steve. Listen to this, Steve.
I'm listening.
George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Breonna.
Mm-hmm.
Blake.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the couple last year that got killed.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was in his car from Carolina and his wife recorded that. He got out, they shot him. I forgot the guy's name. But that's only a couple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we was marching for, right?
Right.
We was marching for that.
Right.
We had this guy, number 7, from the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Kaepernick.
That kneeled.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why he kneeled was... He was tired of people getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
What was all that for? See, I'm still trying to fathom what the hell was going on, see. Like, I just named some stuff.
Right. That we were fighting for Black Lives Matter was fighting for all around the world. That, you know, that that they can't say what they were fighting for.
They can't. My thing was, it's tough, bro.
Even when Trump came out of office and went to the church, he had all them people moved, pushed out of the way, hurt.
I remember that. That's what started the rioting that day.
Right. Had them hurt.
And that's what he said, them thugs out there.
Yeah. And holding the Bible up. But you can't do the same for your supporters. You'd rather them storm all these people in Congress than have the Capitol protected.
Hey, I'm going to have to tell you, and my brother just texted me. What's going on? White privilege at its finest.
Mm.
That's what's going on.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. And it's more aware now. Well, it's always been aware, but they just making it more prevalent.
you know the reason why it's out. And remember that, I think it was 2 years ago in Charlottesville. They had like a little.
Is that when the man got ran, the man ran the woman over?
They was out there with the Confederate flag. And we saw some of those too. No one ain't really saying nothing about that. No one ain't really saying nothing about all those Confederate flags. But they say, oh, nah, it's not, none of that's going on in the United States. They're walking around with Confederate flags, Trump flags, made in America, make America great again. No one's not talking about that stuff.
When was America ever great?
It's great for some people, sees. America is the greatest place in the world.
For some people.
Nah. If you think about it, it's people that their life or whatever they're going through in other countries is not the best.
That's true.
And I can't say just because of what's going on. America's a great place for opportunity. You know? I got a sister, you know, Dr. Marlene. You know, man, I talk about this all the time, you know. America, you know, it was a great place for her to come, you know? So at the end of the day, I mean, it helped her in the long run.
But it has been a great place for black people.
We had a black presidency.
Oh, there you go again with that.
No, I'm trying to, hey, see. It's like the devil and, you know, the Holy Spirit on your shoulders. So, you know what I mean? Just treat me. I'm just trying to tell you what they're going to say. You had a black president, Fees. What more do you want?
Wow.
How does that make you feel, me saying that? Like, me telling you, oh, black privilege, you had a president. What more do you want? And you know what I was going to say? Shut up and dribble. Remember the lady told LeBron that?
Yeah.
Yo, shut up and dribble. Like, yo, you're a basketball player. Don't be talking about politics.
Right.
Don't be, y'all, we radio hosts. Don't be talking about politics.
Right.
Play that music. Spin the record. Yeah. Yo, cease. Shut up and dribble. Yo, I mean,
I don't play basketball. So.
Yo, just all black people play basketball. Shut up and dribble.
I'll be the white man and white man can't jump if y'all show me play basketball.
No, but like I was saying, it's just like that. They want you to shut up and dribble. Don't talk about it. But, like, and you know, my brother, he's a big Michael Jordan fan. And I'm always hard on my son, EJ. He's a LeBron lover. But LeBron, he's a big advocate of speaking out. And I respect that, you know.
Right.
My thing is, I respect that. And when the girl said that, I think it brushed us. Everybody, but that's what they're thinking, like, for real. Everybody coming out, they like, me and you speaking about it. Somebody probably like, why don't they just shut up and worry about their show and play some records or something.
Right.
I mean, that's their mindset.
But I think I should think it should be more of that. You know, a lot of athletes should speak out more, like a Colin Kaepernick. They should speak out more, you know, because, you know, like Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, you know.
Oh, they scared. It's money. It's money.
Yeah.
It's just money. Because remember when, and, you know, no disrespect to all my MJ lovers, because I know my brother Rob, he's listening. He's the biggest Michael Jordan fan. Michael Jordan, they wanted him to endorse this guy. He said, Republicans buy sneakers too. Remember that. Look it up. Look it up. It's a true fact. Everybody was mad at Michael Jordan. Everybody was mad. But Michael Jordan, like, he's not that type of person that voice. He just wanted to play basketball. But they wanted him to do this.
Right.
Everybody's not like that.
But if everybody was mad, why not just stop buying the sneakers?
You're right.
Why not stop buying the sneakers?
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. C's, we can go all day on this, C's. Let's just, like, start our closing, because who knows? We can just keep... I'm pumped up now, you know?
Yeah.
You got me pumped up.
I want to keep going.
But, you know, I mean, give a little closing on the show or whatever.
In my closing, I would like to say that we still got to keep fighting. We still got to keep fighting. One of the callers that came in, the young lady came in and said she was talking about her mother and talking to her mother, and they said, she said that she remember hearing that somebody said that they're taking away their freedom. And one of the white people said that they're taking away their freedom. And when she said that, and I'm sitting here and I'm like, what freedom? You have all the freedom in the world. And I just instantly reflected back to us as African Americans. We never had no freedom. We've been taken. We've been beat. Women have been raped. Children have been taken from us, and we're still in the same boat. But the difference is we have houses, we have cars, we have jobs. We have to work together. We have to work together. We have to hold each other accountable, and we cannot hate. You know, us as black people, we have to build each other up. We have to build each other. And this time, as what we saw this week, we should wake up ourselves. The light bulb should go off in our heads and realize, hey, we really need to band together and come together. And that will make us stronger and make them fearful of what we are trying to do. It doesn't depend on who is in office as president or Congress. It starts right here in the streets as us being each other's brother's keeper, us being each other's sister's keeper, us being each other's mother's keeper, and etc. It starts with us and moving forward, helping the community and helping each other, building each other up, pulling instead of pulling each other down from the crab basket that we're turning around and we're pulling each other up, because it starts with us. We can have this conversation on what they did all day. But we have to turn to each other and say, hey, what are we going to do for each other? That's in my closing.
Well, well. Cindy Simpson.
I appreciate that, Steve. Hey, everybody, all our family and friends, remember, and I didn't say this earlier, we have an app. You can text 27126 Love Radio to listen live on that app. And me, in closing, the match was lit by Donald Trump and his enablers, including many in Congress, to overturn the results of an election he lost. History will remember the violence incited by a sitting president who has continued to basically lie about the outcome of a lawful election. I know that we the people can unite to walk back from this precisely to peaceful, uphold the laws of our nation. And we must always remember that. Thanks again for tuning in to Man Cave Dialogue. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will see you on February 6, 2021. Remember, we are the world. Everybody, have a good one.
Have a great day. Happy Saturday.
We heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the change. We all are part of God's grace.
LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.